feeling. If it does, will it have any?
Yes, Your Father.
Limitation. What is it?
I only want to ask. Yes, inshallah, inshallah. You can say in English?
Sure. Yeah.
I can say it in English. Thank you. Yes, today. The man in Farsi, his name is Mustafa.
Who's Shishad of Ballad Das?
Ballad?
Ballad Das.
Ballad Das.
Can you not like this? Yes.
Okay. Ballad Das. Ballad
Das. Where?
Shishad in Farsi, what's his name?
The pilot stands for all thank you in Jesus. And you are then Sihavas.
Sihavas?
Sihavas?
Sihavas. Hello, Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Amra Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hello, Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Amra Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hello, Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Amra Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hello, Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Amra Bhagavate
Prabhupada-gyatya-vabhita-nishya-gurita-sputam tasmai guna manadhara tadosanya-tadosutam. So, yes, in the emperor, Mano, so he decided to give his daughter to Padmamuni, and the same time, and the queen, that was also expected. That means the father has a concern, the mother has a concern, and the girl is going to wear her concern. These things are required before marriage takes place. Nowadays, Dampati Yogi means Sikaroni Yogi Bhavi. Marriage takes place in the agreement between the parties, the boy and the girl. They can go to any marriage register and it is registered. But according to Vedic system, there is a system. The system is the father, mother also must be. But the very sanction must be there. So, Guru Ranadhyaya, Padmamuni, great yogi, what to speak about his quality. The Lord Chikshunya and Devahuti also equally qualified. So this kind of marriage is very happy marriage. And the result of such marriage is Kapiladeva, because the marriage was very appealing. Therefore, Lord Kapiladeva, incarnation of Krishna, he appeared in Loma of Devas. There are two Kapilas, original Kapil is the son of Devahuti and Padmamuni. Therefore he is particularly known as Devahuti Sutra or Kapil. Son of Pilagati was renunciated by him. He taught his mother also. He find all the instructions. Or Kapil Muni, his mother. So the system was very nice. Everything was there. There is no question of simply brahmachari. No, there are married couples. This Padmamuni was a great yogi. He said, he married. There is no disturbance. Although he promised one son only to Devahuti, but I think he got another 9 daughters. So, very nice system. Everything was there, but for the purpose of realization of the highest good. That is the civilization. Nothing has to be stopped. Everything can go on. For bodily comfort, we are very much busy. That's nice. But if you increase the bodily comfort, there is no limit. That should not be the purpose of life. And Bengali proverb would say, Sarirena Mahasaya Jathahave Taishaya. This body is so nice that if you practice something, it will be acceptable. Just like you are sitting on the floor, we practice the Sultan law, there is no necessity of this court. We are not refusing court to have a law. But not that without court I can. This kind of civilization is coming. Besides that, we have got our own jitna. The real jitna is apart from Brahma jitna, jiva se prakriti jnana. This was Bhagavad Gita. Samastha nindya priti. So, there are some necessity for centering that division, but not for the senses, but for spiritual achievement. Jivasya Tattva Vijnana, the life is meant for concerning about the actual truth. So we cannot spare our valuable time for bodily comforts, sacrificing for the end aim of life, self-blessing. That is not suitable. That is highly suitable. First consideration is self-blessing. Therefore, you'll find many civilization very simple. Because the truth is many business self-blessing. The bodily comforts between kings, because they have to rule over the country, some gorgeous style of living, give a lot to any person who is satisfied, they can't do it. We still find in India, in the village, I think we are also the same. In your mind, I see from the street your real walls. That's not very much interested how to give somebody. The real purpose of life should be that. At the present moment, the civilization is simply for bodily comfort. Divasa Sarira Sai. Whole day is wife, husband, how to make him keep the body in comfort. That is not the purpose of life. The purpose of life is we should supply the necessities of the body as it can keep fit by executing spiritual purpose. But at the present moment, there is no spiritual purpose. Simply bodily comfort. This is the civilization of anything. And animals, they do not know anything except bodily comfort. This human society becomes like that. That is an animal society. And because it is an animal society, there is no peace and fight of advancement of material comfort. We can take instruction from the living example of the Padmamani and Devahuti. Padmamani is an ascetic, very simple thing, and Devahuti is the daughter of emperor, and she agreed to marry Padmamani. And yet, in the silence of her husband, let's imagine a person as it is, what assets she has got, no home, no good food, nothing. Still, she has been very, very sick. Mahishya Guhito, put up. Guhito, Tanshanta Vidaka, I said. Vidaka Tanshanta was ready. So they will write. But she selected her husband. She told that, at least of some money, I want to marry that's not somebody he expects that he's at. But Father, and his father and mother came to offer his offering. The first content was his offering. Now they see, you are a temporal starter. How comfortable is your dream? But you see, voluntarily accepted all the difficulties of deserving divine power and equity. You cannot expect any loyal comfort when one deserves divine power and equity. Of course, later on, everything was given to us by the mystic power of Padmavati. But in the beginning, he accepted. It's a very humble topic to be in service and concern. Thank you.
Thank you.